Director Cohen, Mr. Matthew.
Thank you.
Moving on to item 8, Madam Clerk, please call item 8.
Item number 8, from the President, CEO of Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, Building Industry Group Skilled Trades Employment Program, and the Director of County Economic Development, submitting a quarterly report addressing program progress, recruitment, job placements, and partnerships. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
I think we have Mr. Buford here.
Yeah, there he is.
Mr. Deke Smith, Wiley Smith, did you want to address this first?
Yes.
That's all right, please.
Yep. Sure.
Unfortunately, the computer appears to be locked here. We might have to get Andre to come back in and get us in here. Thank you very much. While we're waiting for that, thank you, Chairwoman and members of the committee. Very pleased to have here today Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership and Big Step, which is our partner in the Ready to Work initiative. And they have filed their reports with our department and have since been filed with the committee. And they are here today to give an overview of where they are with the program. And we are here, as well as they are, to answer any questions. Also, Jerry Hare from Audit is here as well, should there be any questions of that component as well.
Just why don't you identify both of your individuals.
Good morning. I'm Earl Buford, President and CEO of WRTP Big Step, and I'm here with my Vice President of Operations, Mark Kesnick.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right. Here's a presentation format of where we're at. So I'm going to move on to the next page. Just a quick overview of our mission statement and who we are. Our mission is to enhance the ability of public and private organizations to recruit and develop a diverse and qualified workforce in the sectors that we focus in, particularly manufacturing, construction, utilities, and other emerging sectors of the regional economy. So Ready to Work, again, just to recapture, the goals were to serve 1,000 Milwaukee County residents, help place them into a pathway, career pathway, and to place 500 of those residents in employment over their 18 months of this project. Just a quick summary on that. Next photo is just a kind of overview of our model. I always call this the ecosystem of workforce development as we know it. Really, what's known as, I always say, in the East Coast egghead workforce world, a workforce intermediary, really a middle player that connects the dots from industry to trainers, to resources at various levels, public, private, and philanthropic, to the human capital side and the various forms of partnerships that help with that. With the intermediary being us in the middle of the regional workforce economy. So moving forward, I'm going to introduce Mark to lay out the next few slides of this format. Mark is, as I mentioned, our Vice President of Operation. He's the person who's solely responsible for the operations of how this project works and the relationships around that.
Sure. Good morning. What you're looking at, quarter one and quarter two progress, are the three primary metrics, if you will, for how we're going to measure our progress and performance on this project. So as you can see, in the first two quarters of operations, we set some targets in terms of the number of people that we were going to see in the operation, the number of people that we were going to try to get into some sort of track, whether that was education, a training program, some sort of activity that would lead to a good outcome. And then ultimately, what most people are interested in is making sure that folks that come through the system end up not just in a job, but some sort of career pathway tied to employment. So the first three slides, we're fairly pleased with our performance. We've done what we intended to do, which is ramp up operations in the first quarter. And so we're surpassing our projected target slightly at this point. What we feel really good about is while we've ramped up our recruitment efforts, we've really been able to get a substantial number more individuals into a training, education, tutoring activity. So that's a good sign for us. And most importantly, we've been able to stay on track in terms of actually getting people placed into employment through the first two quarters. So given that we've been able to stay on track with our placements and we've got more people placed into training and education, that's going to lead to employment. We're feeling pretty good about our progress right now. Never completely satisfied, but we feel pretty good about the direction that we're going. So one of the things that's usually of interest is, you know, who are the folks that come through the doors? So we did a quick snapshot of the folks who we're serving. So as you can see, first and foremost, we're working with a wide range of community organizations, one-stop shops, to find individuals who would be interested in services. 87% are minority, 15% are female, and by the way of just discussion, in manufacturing and construction, getting a 15% female participation rate is pretty good. We can always do better, but it's better than the industry standard at this point. We are serving a very high number of individuals who have some sort of felony conviction or involved in the criminal justice system in one way or another. It's a reality that we deal with. Interestingly, we've started to kind of scrape the data to find out how we're doing in terms of serving veterans in the community. And so far, we've got 30 reported veterans who are active in our program right now. The next couple bullet points, I think, are what really counts in terms of economic community development. Folks who come into our program are reporting that the last job they held, they were earning $9.22 an hour on average. Most of the folks who come in, as you can see, many have been eligible for unemployment but not receiving it. Some have exhausted benefits. Some are not eligible. But if you look on the next slide, if you could advance me one, here's the difference so far through the first two quarters. Our average last reported wage of participants was $9.22. Folks coming out of our training and education and partnership system are earning an average of $16.90 an hour. So that's a substantial jump, which is what we look for. We're not surprised by it, but we know it's part of this discussion. So when we kind of try to aggregate that into some sort of number, we say, well, what's the difference between a job placement program and a career training program like this? That's the difference, about an annual average earnings increase of $15,000, $16,000 a year. So we feel very strong about that. Also of note, I know many of you know that Baker Tilly has been the auditor on the project. So they are not just auditing our financial, but they're also auditing the program side. So they've done a very thorough analysis of what do our program numbers look like? How are we tracking that? Are we consistent? And so all the data that we're using today has been audited by a third party. So we feel pretty good that the data that you're looking at, that the financials that you've seen over the last two quarters are clean. Next. In a narrative sense, we've done a few things that we wouldn't have been able to do 6 months ago. First and foremost, and it shows in the numbers, we've increased the number of resource information sessions and general information sessions. Those are the portals into our system, if you will. We've increased the amount of tutoring available through our system by almost double. We've instituted two new entry-level training on-site module training systems. So what that means is we have an easy-in, easy-out system. So once someone has gotten enough, we want to put them into employment as quickly as possible. And most importantly, we've been able to continue to do our industry needs assessments. I know, as we've discussed with many of you, the most important part of our work is being tied to the industries that we serve. If we don't know what they need, when they need it, and how they need it, all of the work on the backside of this is impossible. So we've been able to continue to do our needs assessment, refine them, and continue to determine where we lie in terms of timing and what kind of time we need to work with people in terms of preparing people for some of the opportunities. There's a couple of other notes. We have done a lot of work with the county itself. So part of this discussion has been how are we going to work with some of the county departments. I think you'd all be very pleasantly surprised and excited to come down to our shop and see, with County Parks right now, we are doing all of the preparation work for your seasonal workforce, particularly the new hires. Some are returning and aren't required to come to it, but we're training about 150 new people who are coming into the County Park system. In addition, we also were able to identify a need for skid steer training for some of your advanced or more skilled 4 and 5 seasonal workers. So they're actually down at our shop right now. The county park system has actually brought equipment over, some materials. We've brought in a trainer who's been able to work with. Right now we've got about 10 people in the queue, but they want to double and triple that number. It's going very, very well. So we're very pleased with that partnership with the Parks Department. We have had some additional discussions with Human Services and Department of Public Works. We just haven't gotten something on the ground rolling with that piece yet, but I know we're working hard on that piece. Last, I just want to mention that one of the most important parts of the work that we do is the community partnership piece. We are very interested in making sure that our network of community-based organizations and other support agencies who are out in the community are connected to the work that we're doing. It's one thing to just get referrals off the street. It's another thing to build a system and a partnership with some of the organizations that are already working with folks, so that as folks are coming out of some of the other systems that have been mentioned this morning, that they're able to connect with employment. I mean, everyone knows how important employment is to being stable in your house, to being a leader in your household. So we consider the work with the community based organizations just vital.
One other piece of point of reference from an industry standpoint, we're working with a group of contractors right now and some of the building trades, a specific trade out of the building trades, on an expansion of their green construction training. For instance, there is a cohort of bricklayer contractors and painting contractors in particular that are really focusing on, was it lead renovator, and there's also what's called a pre-job, pre-apprenticeship process we're developing with bricklayer and about 20 of their contractors that we'll be able to report in the future.
So wrapping it up, at least the conclusion of this piece, we feel like we've ramped up appropriately. We're expecting nice returns on the construction side of the project. We've been doing very well in manufacturing in terms of replacements already, but we're expecting construction to really ramp up. We feel like we're on target and we're tracking correctly to meet the goals that we developed. And we feel there's some real measurables beyond just the number of people placed, but we are looking for measuring impact beyond just the number of people that were placed. But how do we measure that in an economic sense? Many of you have had a chance to come by our facility. Those who have not, we really want to continue to extend that invitation, encourage you to come by. We do some very interesting things that sometimes it's hard to know exactly what we do until you kind of get inside the facility and you feel the work that we do and how we do it. The numbers don't always reflect each individual story and what it takes to get each individual on track with their career and doing the kind of things that we know that they can do. Someone mentioned earlier, we have to take advantage of getting this talent off the bench and back to work, and I feel like we're really on track to do some of those things.
Mr. Hare, do you want to make any comments at all?
Madam Chair, Jerry Hare, Director of Audit from the Comptroller's Office. Recall that part of this agreement is that Baker Tilly has been retained by WRTP Big Step to review the quarterly reports for both the fiscal and the programmatic activity. The report that they prepared for this committee indicates that WRTP Big Step's reports are both reasonable and accurate.
Thank you.
All
right, committee members, Supervisor Mayo, Johnson,
Schmidt. First, Madam Chair, I would like to make a motion to receive, place on file, so my other colleagues can see this on data. Second of all, thank you for the information, but Mr. Hare, you said it was an audit thing. This is just a little side note. If you go back to one of the slides, it was $16.90, and they was making $9.22. You're a penny off somewhere.
Thank you.
Round it up.
With your addition real quick. But what I'm really looking at, and I'm glad that the family supporting jobs is from $9.22 to $16.90. You continue to work there, and that's one of the things that we have to make sure. I'm glad your audits are saying that you are doing your performance, because the number of people on this committee and also a number of people on our board believe this will work. But what I actually, next time when you do the program, what kind of construction jobs are they in and what kind of jobs they are doing, so we can compare from what they was doing before and what I'm doing now. Because your education piece is helping them to motivate them, make sure they get their reading skills and math skills and everything else. But I want to know the comparison. Even though if they was unemployed, you give a status of it, but from unemployment to what kind of jobs they're doing. And that would be more, give me a better picture of what they are doing right now. But I'm happy that we are progressing. We've got a long way to go. I know $1 million is not a lot of money, but I'm glad that you are we have partnered with you to make sure this is a win-win situation for the Milwaukee County residents to put them back to work.
Great. Those are great comments. Thank you. I just wanted to also kind of do a check. Have you been receiving our GIS information or our recruitment information? We're working really hard to make sure that that's coming on a regular basis. So I just wanted to do a quick check and make sure that's happening. Yeah. Okay.
I got a check. I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, all right.
I was at your facility recently, and I think we got some of that.
Okay, great.
If you want to check, we might be looking for jobs. So.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm finished, thank you.
All right, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Will we receive these slides, or have we received them?
Yes.
We have?
Correct.
Part of the packet, correct?
No.
No, they weren't in the packet.
They were not in the packet.
Okay.
They weren't in the packet. That's why I'm asking. And
who should we work with to make sure that happens?
Okay. For what was shown on the PowerPoint.
Supervisor Johnson, I think we're going to amend Supervisor Mills.
I would like to make a motion to make sure we have the PowerPoint within the receipt place to file so my colleagues can also see that.
Thank you. Thank you, Supervisor. Thank you, Madam Chair. And my second point, have you even, because the one of the original offers of the amendment a couple of years ago to put ready to work into place is no longer on this committee. Does Supervisor Lipscomb receive information? Do you have a briefing with him periodically?
Yes.
To apprise him as well?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. There was very widespread support for this from the beginning. There was a couple of us who had some questions. I thought $1 million was a lot of money, and I questioned, you know, from the beginning, what's in it for us? I'm sorry to be a little selfish for Milwaukee County. And I've been to your facilities. I know Mr. Buford from a past life, so I had a lot of confidence in the beginning, and I had some background, was given some other background on, you know, your organization, Big Step. But I mean, I never questioned any of that. I mean, you have a good track record. You've done great in bringing in jobs. And the only question I ever had was, and I thought, well, should we start out with $1 million? And maybe it's a drop in a bucket. But I'd like you to just speak very briefly to what other monies you get. Were you able to leverage the money we got to help you get other kind of, you know, what does City of Milwaukee give? And then I have to visit again. I enjoyed our visit, and my visit, that was quite a while ago now, but to see some of the park stuff in there. And I guess that was always my question was, again, what's in it for us? I know if you look at our history and hires, I mean, we're a quarter less workforce than we were over a decade ago, just like the board. And I just question whether how many real jobs there could be for county employees, because that was part of our buck. So, and I do see some of that going on, which I'm very happy to see, of course. So that would just be my general comments. Maybe just look for a quick response. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for all you're doing, too. Okay. I know you're helping so many vulnerable people who I've seen a couple of your classes when they were going on, and especially with those with felonies, and this is tough work, and to get these people in the workforce is very admirable, and I certainly support that kind of work.
Mr. Buford?
Thank you for your comments, Supervisor Schmidt. And along with helping Hard to Serve and on the human capital side, we're working very hard on the industry side, so we're also serving industry at the highest level, so it's really a connecting point, so I just want to make that point. Without getting into the details of the dollar amounts, just some of the leverage partners involved are Department of Transportation, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District, industry itself. On the construction side, contractors in the building trades are a partner and a contributor, and manufacturers are also are partners that are contributing as well to this initiative. From City of Milwaukee standpoint, that happens at a couple different levels. Whether it's through their block grant office or the city itself or through their workforce board, those are all partners and players in this this piece.
Okay. Real quickly, and then we're going to move on.
If I could, just in addition to Mr. Buford's response, just to remind the committee that one of the requirements of this arrangement is that the $1 million has to be separate from those other sources.
Right.
They leverage other activity, but we think we have a very rigorous system for making sure that we're not mixing monies here in terms of outcomes. The county's dollars are related to various activities, and that's part of the accountability. Very robust accountability.
We get along at Genesis.
Yeah, and I will be brief, but that's a point that I think is well taken also. And by the way, I never, you know, when an audit had to come in, but I never really blamed Big Step for this whole process to start with, because I don't think you were given clear enough guidelines, in my opinion, to be able to do some of those things initially. I mean, and I think you've... And having Baker Tilly in both roles, I think, is extremely helpful. And I mean, the accounting and you know, the, I guess, openness here is really good to see.
Mr. Hare.
Briefly, Madam Chair, we have been very impressed with the RTP Big Step's ability to step in and quite readily address all the accountability questions we have in the front end. They're very sophisticated in terms of their program and fiscal reporting. That was a very pleasant surprise for us.
I thank them for that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just had a question just to clarify some things. So at this point, I don't think I saw that any county departments have been engaged in actually hiring people from the Ready to Work program into our departments for the type of jobs that we're training them for in construction manufacturing.
I'm sorry, repeat that just so I'm clear on the question.
Are there any county departments that are hiring individuals from the Ready to Work program that are not just... simple jobs, but actual career pathway jobs.
So right now, we work with the county parks at the highest level, and so there's a recruitment that's happening at that level. But if I'm reading your, understanding your question correctly, you're asking if county employees are now coming to the private sector, or the other way around.
If individuals that are in the Ready to Work program are being trained and being hired by the county yet.
Yes, that's part of the parks program, correct.
About.
Yes.
Actually having individuals that are trained that can transfer easily into some of the positions that we might have in the county. But I don't know if we got to that point yet, so I'm just checking in with you to see if that's happening.
So preliminary, yes, that's happening at the parks level. And I think the next quarter report we can spell it out even more.
Okay.
So that makes a lot more sense. It's more transparent.
We're going to move on. We have a motion to receive and place on file, including the PowerPoint. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Bowen?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishan?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Thank you for
coming. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate you.